Last but not least, you can share the notebook with others. I will be showing you the steps without using the OneNote for Classroom method. I will leave that for a separate tutorial. First, you can export your notebook section or page and change the file format under the File menu and by going into Export, which allows you to choose the different formats that you would like to save it as, whether it's a Word document or a PDF file, after which you can send that file via email or by other means. Note that by using this method, the file is static and any changes made to the copy would not affect the original. You can also upload your notebook to the cloud, which makes it easier to reach to a wider audience. You can see if your file has been successfully uploaded by viewing the sync status under Info. By having it in the cloud, it allows you to collaborate with others by sharing the notebook. If you go to the File menu and under Share option, it allows you the option to upload it to your OneDrive. After you have uploaded to your OneDrive, you can enter in emails of those who you want to send it to, and then where a link is there and generated, which you can send out. You can have the option to allow them to edit or view only. When others are allowed to make edits, you're able to see who authored what section by seeing their names. If you have shared the notebook, you can also go to page versions under history to see what the person has edited and at what time. This also allows you to revert back to previous versions of the notebook. A neat feature is that you can also password protect a specific section if you don't want a particular section of the notebook to be viewed once you have shared it. And then you would do that under Review by pressing the password option here, which allows you to set a password and remove a password.